Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagey, aka Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about something that goes across both personal and professional. And the best way I know how to say it is, it's not the thing, it's the effect of the thing. When you're dealing with a challenge, any kind of challenge in your professional life, in your business, in your work tasks, in your personal life, whether that's physical, mental, financial, and when something just happens to you out of the blue, right? Some things, a lot of things, are often your own fault and often your own doing. As they say, you are the person causing 99% of all your problems. But sometimes things really sneak up on you. Sometimes life just smacks you upside the head. Sometimes it does it several times in a row or in a year. And I was thinking about this just the other day. And often we get caught up in the experience that we're having, the experience, whatever has happened to us. We get stuck in the story. We get stuck in, oh, this happened to me. You wouldn't believe this happened to me. Or this is happening to me because some experiences are long and drawn out. And you didn't see it coming for whatever reason. Maybe, and you could sit there and even wallow in, I should have seen it coming, or, you know, shouldn't I have seen that coming? But it doesn't matter. Here you are now. So within that challenge will feel like a setback. Because we see it that way, because we think of life as stair steps of achievement. We think of it as a race or competitive, and that's a bit of a Western mindset. So I'll just speak for myself as an American. We think we're always supposed to be pushing forward. And what is forward? I don't know. Time's always moving forward, so just call that a success and be done with it. But when you're going through something, no matter what it is, when you hit a snag, a setback, a major defeat, a health issue, whatever happens. Instead of getting stuck and thinking about the thing that happened or is happening, and we get stuck in that story, I want you to come up to the 10,000 foot level. And I want you to ask yourself, what is the effect of this? Because you already know what's happening, right? You can tell that story 10,000 times. Zoom out and ask yourself, what is the effect of this thing, right? What is the effect? Well, the effect of it is that I'm really upset. Okay, move past that. What else is the effect of it? Well, the effect of it is it's slowing me down. Okay, maybe you needed to be slowed down. Maybe you needed to be slowed down. Okay, maybe the effect is that it's speeding you up towards something. Cool. Okay. What's the effect of speeding you towards some decision you had to make or something you needed to do? Maybe it's speeding you up. Maybe it's slowing you down. Maybe it's affecting some part of your personal life in order to slow down or give you time to rethink or time to find an alternate method in something in your professional life. Right? It's not always directly connected. So it can really help you step outside of yourself when you back up and you say, what is the effect that this situation is having on my life, on my personal life, on my professional life? And it can help you to see it in a different light. It can help you to see how this might be a gift. And yes, I know it's difficult to see hard situations as a gift. We only see the negative and we just get caught up in the negative. I do it too. And then you have to just zoom out and say, what is the effect of this? What's the effect? Because what I find is that it's not what the universe brings you. It's not bringing you that situation to bring you that situation. It's bringing you that situation in order to create a specific effect, in order to alter your behavior or your timeline, your schedule, or to change something about what you're doing, how you're doing it, when you're doing it, why you're doing it. It's the effect of the thing. It's not the thing. It's the effect it has on you and your behavior and your choices and your priorities and anything else. So that's the lesson for the day. It's not the thing that you're going through or dealing with. It's the effect of the thing. Zoom out and look at the effect of the thing. That's what the universe is trying to accomplish by putting you through this. It's the effect. So figure out what the effect is and be thankful for the effect that situation is having on your life. And that's another way you could look at challenging things as a gift. It's not the thing. It's the effect of the thing. That's the gift. It's the end result of what it sped you towards, it slowed you down from, it forced you to choose a different approach, or all of the above. So this is a short one, but is right to the point, and perhaps one of the most important messages that I could put out there at this time. It's not the thing, kids. It's the effect of the thing. And that's what you want to examine when you're going through something that you find is challenging or frustrating. What's the effect? And you say, well, I didn't bring this on myself. Well, you might have, and that's okay. And maybe that's a lesson too. But it also has an effect on your behavior, your thinking, your perspective. What is the effect of this situation on you and your life? And don't just look at the negative. Try to look at it objectively and really zoom out. So let me know, what are some of the effects that you have noticed? I have noticed effects of being slowed down. That's usually what it is, being slowed down, personally or professionally, being taught patience, being slowed down enough to where a better route presented itself. These are the kinds of effects that I'm talking about. So let me know the kinds of effects you've seen from different situations in your life. And as always, I'll see you on Change.